First question, Dr. Eggerich, is the four wills of God. Now, in the entire 66 books of the Bible, how did you land on four?
There are four passages in the New Testament that say this is the will of God. It identifies the will of God specifically with a behavior. Now, we know, again, that there's more to his will than these. I've kind of said to people, start here. And the exciting thing is, and I found this to be true in my own life as well as others, when I respond to these four universal will of God, it tends to trigger my experience of the unique will of God in my life. And that's what excites me.
Dr. Emerson Eggerich, his new book, The Four Wills of God, which are believe in Jesus Christ, give thanks in everything, submit in doing right, and abstain from sexual sin, taken from four verses in the New Testament, which directly state this is the will of God. Which of these do you think we have the most trouble with?
People talk about each one of these as a struggle. But what's beautiful here is if we focus in on this and we say, Lord, I'm going to align myself with you on these. This is the point I'm making. Do his universal will and experience his unique will. See, if I respond to what's on God's heart, I believe he'll respond to me based on what's on my heart.
We're so selfish, right? At the end of the day, we don't want what he wants. We want what we want. How do we train our hearts and minds to want what he wants?
It comes down to motive. You know, James himself said, you ask, but do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. But at the end of the day, I've got to trust that my Heavenly Father loves me. He's for me. Why would I want to be selfish against his will when everything that he has revealed is for ultimately my good? So most of us have to come to a point where we're not afraid of that, that we actually get excited about his will.
Well, Dr. Eggerich, what about if I think I've missed his will in some way?
Given that we have freedom to make decisions and we don't know whether we should go through door A or door B, this book talks about relax. If you're doing these four wills, you're free. Go to A. Go to B. And if you later realize that isn't the best of decisions, come back to the other door. I believe that you can move forward with tremendous freedom and just relax. You're not going to miss the will of God because you're doing it.